Okay, we will go to the uncontested items agenda. Agenda item number 10, Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the uncontested items calendar, we have items 11 through 15. As I mentioned in the introductions, we have supplemental sheets for items 11, 12, and 15. Those first two are both landfills, and I think we can keep these on consent and just walk through the changes. And do we have that on a slide?
Yes.
There's David Athey. Some of them are extremely minor items, like change attachment number, change some attachment references. So they're more in the nature of typos. As far as substantive changes, Title 27 of the California Code of Regulations, you probably need the lights out to see that, requires a financial assurance plan for landfills. And so landfills are kind of unique in that regard, in that the idea is to say, what's your worst-case scenario as far as a release and what that would cost to deal with that release, provide financial assurance that you'd be able to cover that. So we do have an amendment to that financial assurance provision, which is E30. And that's still pretty hard to see.
Mike, right there, right by your left, right arm.
Now I can't see this. So there's a lot of verbiage there, but what it really boils down to is we've added some specific Title 27 section references, just the numeric references. I could just barely see it. No, why don't you go ahead and open that, please. Thanks. There's an added sentence that says, upon request, the discharger shall submit a report on financial assurance for corrective action for the Regional Water Board Executive Officer's approval, review and approval. Then the paragraph is the same. Then we have an addition. Thanks. We have an addition that says the discharger may combine the three components, closure, post-closure, corrective action, of the instruments into one report to comply with this requirement. The discharger shall also submit evidence, for example, an acceptance letter from the California Integrated Waste Management Board Financial Assurance Division that a financial assurance instrument or instruments is in place for closure, post-closure, and corrective action. This can be included in the landfill's annual report to the executive officer. So it sounds like a mouthful, but the substance is not terribly different. We changed the due date on the financial assurance from December 31st, 2008, and every 5 years thereafter to upon request and every 5 years after. And the reason for that is that region-wide we're requesting financial assurance reports during this calendar year is our plan, right, David?
Correct.
Okay. Then again, some minor reference changes that are not substantive. We have lastly, in terms of substantive changes, deleted a reference to supplemental geotechnical parameters annually that was in Table 3. And the reason is that, as discussed in the staff report, we did not intend to require a detailed graphical presentation of data, comparison of geochemistry results, so therefore we deleted that from the table. And then similarly, a very parallel change for the monitoring and reporting program in Table 3. So that's it for, and I guess I didn't say I was talking about the City of Watsonville landfill. That's item 11. I don't have the sheet in front of me for item, what is it, item 12?
12, Marina Landfill.
Right. So do you want to cover those, if anything is different from what I just said?
Basically, for Marina Landfill, it is just the change for financial assurance, clarifying the language, making it more specific, making it clear to the discharger of what we expect. And there's no other changes for Marina Landfill.
Okay.
And we have talked to the sites, and they have agreed with this language and have no objections to the changes.
Okay. So there's one more change on the consent calendar, but as far as the landfill changes, then are there any questions on those? Okay. And then we have a minor change on ZBEST, which is item 15, and the Department of Environmental Health for Santa Clara County was listed as being involved in this in order to inspect the facility regularly. This is an alternative system. And I take it the county Department of Environmental Health would actually rather do it this way, where we require the discharger to have hire a third party inspector, and one that is actually certified by the county to perform those inspections. And let's see. And then it says the executive officer shall terminate this waiver if Environmental Health does not require the third party inspection and monitoring. So it's basically removing the burden from Environmental Health and putting it more on the discharger who is seeking this alternative system approval. Anything else to add to that, Harvey? Okay. Any questions on that one?
No.
So that's it for the proposed changes to the consent calendar. And other than those changes, we'd recommend approval of items 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Does any member of the public want us to pull one of these items off for full discussion?
We have the lights back on.
Yeah.
I don't move approval, Mr. Chair.
Well, I need to know whether Bruce Daniels has reviewed these changes, found anything that we've overlooked.
Your job now.
Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Jeffries?
Yes.
Second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.